America weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Do you know there are innocent habits that we all have that can take years off of our lives? You probably do some of these every day and don't even realize it, but there are things you can do to correct it. You know the biggies in life. Don't smoke, stay out of the sun, and go easy on the processed food. But if you really want to maximize your chances of living forever or maybe just for a really, really, really long time, you need to pay attention to some lesser-known culprits as well. So here are some habits to start avoiding. Number one, obsessing about your age. Does the thought of another birthday make you bristle? Well, you're not alone, but it's best to check your attitude because dwelling on it can have serious implications for the aging process. Fixating on the negative parts of getting older, like mental decline, could actually make you feel older, this according to research from Purdue University. The good news? The secret to feeling younger is within your control. It's as easy as believing that you are younger. Well, that's easier said than done. But the idea is not to worry about things you cannot control. Your age is a number, and it's going to increase by one every year, no matter what you do. You cannot worry about things you cannot control. Next up, a nut-free diet. Here we go with the peanuts again. Unless you are allergic, you may want to add nuts to your snack rotation. Results from two long-term Harvard studies show that daily nut eaters were less likely to die of cancer, heart disease, and respiratory disease. In a 30-year study follow-up, they were found to be 20% less likely to die overall. Whether it's walnuts, almonds, peanuts, pistachios, or another variety, and preferably unsalted, a handful or two a day will do the trick. My wife is always pushing walnuts on me. I hate walnuts. Next up, acting stingy. These are innocent habits that could take years off your life. A study published in the American Journal of Public Health suggests that helping others reduces stress and ultimately lowers your risk of dying. Generosity really is the gift that keeps on giving. Next up, this is an obvious one, sitting all day long. If you spend most of the day in the seated position, it's time to take a stand. A study published in the journal BMJ Open found that sitting for more than 3 hours a day can reduce life expectancy by 2 years. But what if you have a desk job, as most people do? Do your best to get up periodically throughout the day to take a quick walk. Get on your feet while you take phone calls and see if your company can provide you with a standing desk. Every little bit helps. Yours truly is affected by that. I work in a tiny little studio. So what do? I try to stand some of the time, and it's always important to take a little walk, even if it's a walk to the bathroom or walk to the vending machine, but don't buy any candy, just to be able to stretch your legs and just to keep things moving. There are companies now that are doing extremely well by marketing the standing desk, and they are becoming more and more popular where they're the height of a kitchen counter, and you stand there and you do your work. You can sit when you want, but it's better to stand than it is to sit for most hours of your workday. What about staying up all night? Whether you work the graveyard shift or just happen to hit your stride when the sun goes down, there's a dark side to rising with the moon. Sleeping too little or consistently sleeping against your body's biological clock raises your risk of type 2 diabetes, obesity, heart attack, and stroke all to varying degrees. Less sleep is also thought to accelerate the brain's aging process. This according to research from Duke NUS Graduate Medical School Center for Cognitive Neuroscience. Wow, you say that a few times, that'll take some years off your life as well. And the list of reasons to catch more Z's continues. Being down in the dumps. Depression is not good. It turns inward and it starts to really eat up your insides, literally. A lingering gloomy attitude isn't just a bummer, it can also endanger your health. Women who are jealous, anxious, or moody and distressed in middle age may be at a higher risk for developing Alzheimer's later in life. This according to a nearly 40-year study published by the American Academy of Neurology. The silver lining is that reducing your risk is as simple as working on your attitude. If you can't get out of your funk by yourself, it might be time to consider talking to a therapist. walking slowly. These are things that if you do, you could take years off your life. Pounding the pavement at any pace is a great form of exercise. But a study of 39,000 walkers from the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory found that over a decade, the death rate was highest among the slowest strollers, even if they expended the same amount of energy as someone walking briskly for a shorter time period. And the final one, living with sexual frustration. A study published in Biological Psychology found that people who recently had that type of relationship with someone had lower blood pressure than those who didn't. See that? So, men, walk up to your wife. Honey, do you want me to live long? Well, you know what you gotta do. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Diane had just paid her fare on a city bus and was beginning to sit down when it pulled away from the curb. She fell and hurt her back, so she sued the city for her pain and injuries. But in court, the city proved that the bus was operating in a safe manner because the driver did not swerve dangerously away from the curb. Who do you think won this case? The Final Verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Although it was proven that the driver didn't swerve dangerously, it is still the driver's duty to wait until Diane had a chance to sit down before moving the bus. Diane won, and that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So does your child like to be tickled? Well, it can do wondrous bonding things. Here's what a physiological tickle is and the science of it. First, a tickle is any attempt to defend the body's vulnerable parts, and you can't tickle yourself. Well, maybe a little. Second, only when the tickler is perceived as harmless will a person enjoy a tickle. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tickle your child, they trust you. They believe you. They believe you will not harm them. They are surrendering themselves to you. They laugh because they love you. Between parent and child, this is an inviolate trust. Do it right, and it can facilitate a lifetime of love and bonding. Do it wrong, cross the line, and a simple tickle can turn into a lifetime of separation. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.